Well, good evening.
Hello.
Too bad about your partner. You know, he looked like a pretty honest fellow to me.
Yeah, he is honest, too.
Well, it looks pretty bad for the kid now.
Oh, he'll be all right.
You know, I was just wondering if I could do anything to help him out. Seems a shame that they got to keep him locked up like that. But you know, when they get hold of a crook, they keep him pretty well guarded.
Don't call him no crook now. He ain't no crook.
I was talking to some of the boys down at the city hall, and the way they talk down there, looks like the kid's going to do a stretch for that, you know it?
We has been trying to keep it out of the paper. Amos don't want nobody to know about it. Some of the boys know about it, but we is trying to keep it as quiet as we can, you see.
Well, it's too bad I didn't know that sooner. I happened to run into Ruby Taylor's old man, and I told him all about it.
You ain't done told Mr. Taylor about that, is you?
Say, I thought everybody knew that. What's the use of trying to hide something? He's going to find it out sooner or later anyway, ain't he?
Well, come on in, Kingfish. How is you?
Well, Brother Andy, how is you? And here's my good friend Earl Dixon.
Yeah, I just dropped over to see if I could do anything to help the kid out.
Well, he needs some help all right, Dixon. He needs some help all right.
Yeah, but you don't have to help him, Dixon. You just forget about him. That's all you got to do.
Well, you ain't getting sore just because I come over here to try to help him out, are you?
No, I ain't getting sore, no. But I don't like the way you call him a crook, that's all. He ain't no crook.
Well, if they catch a guy stealing furs, what is he? He can't be nothing but a crook.
He ain't no more crook than a lot of people that I know.
So you ain't talking about me, are you, boy?
Just a minute now, boys. Just a minute now. Dixon, you better go on over to the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company before you boys start fighting around here.
Yeah, well, all right. But I don't want any to get sore about nothing.
Listen, Dixon. Me and you don't get along together, so the best thing for you to do is to stay on the other side of the street. You hear that?
All right. If you want to act that way about it, all right. Let him stay in jail. What do I care?
Now, sit down, Brother Anders. Sit down. Let him go. Don't get all excited about nothing.
Well, he come round here calling Amos a crook. That's what he done. I'll pop him in his head if he don't shut up. Amos ain't no more crook than he is. Maybe he's a crook himself.
Well, Brother Andy, Dixon is one of them smart boys, you know.
Yeah, well, he don't have to get smart around me.
Well, if it ain't, there ain't no use to start no fight, though. Remember that we is all brothers in that great fraternity, the Mystic Knights of the Sea. Well, wait a minute, Brother Andy. Maybe that's my lawyer calling me now. Better let me answer the phone. I told him to call up here.
Well, go ahead. You answer. Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, this is the Kingfish talking. Oh, hello, Ruby. You want to talk to Andy? Well, just a minute, Ruby. Hold the telephone. Here's Ruby Taylor, Andy.
Hello. Well, everything is about the same, Ruby. Yeah, I was down to see him a while ago. Oh, Amos is feeling all right. He's crying and carrying on. Well, I tell you, I think your papa already knows about it now.
Ruby Taylor's papa don't know about this, do he?
Well, I tell you, Ruby, this fellow Earl Dixon told your papa. Well, wait till you talk to your papa. Don't you tell him, though, but I think Earl Dixon has done told him. See if your papa say anything to you about it.
Well, that was a dirty trick.
Well, Ruby, it ain't no use for you to worry about it. No, I wouldn't worry if I was you. Nothing to worry about. He'll get out of it all right. Yeah, sure, he'll get out of it all right. Yeah, what's that? What's that you say? I can't hear you. Oh, sure. We all know that he ain't done nothing. Yeah, I'll see him again today. If they won't let me in to see him, though, I'll see him the first thing in the morning. Did you write him a letter? Well, that's good.
Yeah, that will cheer him up.
Yeah, I think the Kingfish has got the lawyer.
Oh, yeah, I got a good lawyer.
Yeah, he's a pretty good lawyer. All right, Ruby, I'll call you up as soon as I hear anything. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Well, Ruby Taylor is certainly sweet about this thing, ain't she?
I didn't know that Ruby Taylor thought so much of Amos.
Oh, that gal is word, Andy. Now, listen, Brother Andy. We has got to figure out some way to get Amos out of this thing. You know, according to the bylaws of the Lodge, if Amos is in trouble and he gives the distress signal, we has got to come right in and help him.
Yeah, but them brothers down at that Lodge Hall ain't going to do nothing.
I could call a special meeting and have all the brothers come down and tell them what has done happened, and we might get the brothers to chip in, but I don't guess we'd get over $2 out the whole crowd of them.
The best thing for us to do, if Mr. Taylor knows about it, is to get Mr. Taylor to go his bail. That's what we got to do.
Well, that is a question.
As I see the situation, it looks bad. It's a big proposition, all right. We just got to figure and figure.
Yeah, but the only trouble is, Brother Andy, Amos is in jail while we are figuring, and the boy wants to get out of there.
Well, I ain't got no money.
And I hear that they're going to confiscate the automobile.
They're going to do what to it?
The police is going to take it away from you. They're going to confiscate it. You see, I believe that's the word.
Well, they got the car down at the police station now. They won't give it to me.
Oh, they're going to hold the automobile for evidence, you see.
I'm going to have to borrow $2-3 around here to eat on, too, till Amos gets out, you know it.
Well, I ain't holding nothing myself. I guess we can scrape up $2-3 for you, though, if you get stuck.
Amos is in jail, but he's eating. Look like I ain't going to be eating if I don't get some money around here.
Well, I bet that's the lawyer calling up right now.
Wait a minute. Hello. Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company talking. Oh, yes, sir. The Kingfish. Yes, sir. Just a minute. Hold the phone. He's right here. Here you is, Kingfish.
Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Wagner. Oh, yes, sir. This here is the Kingfish talking. Yes, sir. We have been talking it over.
That's all we've been doing.
Well, I ain't told Andy about the attorney's fee.
Whose fee?
Hold the phone. I'll speak to him right now.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
By the way, Andy, this lawyer here, Miss Wagner, wants to know who's going to pay the attorney's fee, you see. He's going to make a charge for this.
Well, let him charge it.
Yeah, but he's got to charge it to somebody.
Well, don't charge it to me, because I'll be in jail, too, if they charge anything.
Well, what can I tell Mr. Wagner here? He's holding the phone.
Tell him goodbye.
Hello, Miss Wagner. Sorry to keep you waiting. I just requested a proposition with Brother Brown, and Brother Brown is going to reconsider your proposition.
Don't tell him that I'm going to do nothing.
What's that? Oh, yes, sir. He's in jail now. Oh, yeah, you want $50 before you start the case, you say.
I don't know where you're going to get it from.
Oh, yes, sir. Brother Brown is going to take that up with you. All right, Miss Wagner. Oh, yes, sir, you hear from us. All right, sir, goodbye.
What'd he say?
He say before he can do anything to help Amos at all, He has got to have $50. Now, what do you think of it?
Well, all I can say is, poor Amos.